It's been hammered time and time again by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, whether on his official Twitter feed or during his speech at the United Nations. Iran's new president says it's time for economic sanctions to end.
These sanctions are violent, pure and simple.
For the Iranian people, the sanctions have been devastating. Iran's currency, the rial, has nosedived since 2011, losing more than 80% of its value compared to the U.S. dollar. The price of consumer goods has spiked up about 40%. Oil exports have dried up, costing Iran an estimated $100 million a day. And unemployment is rising, some estimates putting the jobless rate for young people at close to 30%. It's all putting pressure on Mr. Rouhani to make a deal, says Iran analyst Michael Singh.
Iran desperately needs sanctions relief. It's not going to get better for Iran in a year, for example. What Rouhani intends to do will be even more necessary in 1 year than it is today.
But getting relief will not be easy, a point driven home by U.S. lawmakers at a recent hearing on Iran.
While we welcome Iran's diplomatic overtures, they cannot be used to buy time.
But President Rouhani has repeatedly insisted Iran retains its right to enrich uranium. David Albright at the Institute for Science and International Security says that doesn't sit well with the U.S. and other major powers.
From the Iranian point of view, is they may be going through a sticker shock right now. Those sanctions aren't coming off anytime soon.
Which means President Rouhani's biggest challenge may be dealing with everyday Iranians who are feeling increasingly squeezed. Michael O'Hanlon at the Brookings Institution.
So he's going to have to decide if he's prepared to render himself increasingly unpopular with his own people by continuing a nuclear weapons program that has led to great suffering for Iran.
All of this leaving Iranians desperate for a change, stuck in a continuing cycle of economic hardship as the Iranian hierarchy decides on its next move. Jeff Selden, VOA News.